Indonesia is ready to assist in the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip following the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, commencing on January 19. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to advocating for the Palestinian cause, including their recovery and independence through all available means. Indonesia is also ready to provide peacekeeping personnel if requested by United Nations resolutions. Minister Sugiono regards the ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel reached in Qatar on January 15th as opening new opportunities and raising hopes for long-lasting peace in Palestine. Indonesia has welcomed a recent ruling by the World Trade Organization which found that the European Union discriminated against Indonesian palm oil-based biofuel, giving it unfair and detrimental treatment in setting biofuel regulations. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto described Indonesia's win at the World Trade Organization as the result of a long push for justice against the European Union's discriminatory practices. Indonesia, the world's largest palm oil producer, brought the case to the organization dispute body in 2019 after the European Union decided that palm oil-based diesel will then be considered a biofuel due to its link to deforestation and its use in transport fuel will be phased out between 2023 and 2030. The organization panel report states the European Union failed to properly evaluate the data used to determine biofuels derived from high indirect land use changes risk. The ruling will be adopted by the WTO dispute settlement body within the next 60 days unless the report is appealed. The Indonesian government aims to reduce childhood stunting prevalence to 14.2% by the end of the 2025-2029 National Medium-Term Development Plan. Amik Al-Humami, Deputy for Human, Community and Cultural Development at the Ministry of National Development Planning, said on Saturday, the target for this year is to reduce the figure to 18.8%. In his speech during a retreat organized for officials of his ministry and the Ministry of Population and Family Development, Al-Humami described the government's free nutritious meals program as a strategy for alleviating stunting. Still about Indonesia's free nutritious meals program highlights President Prabowo Subianto's commitment to human development, according to the Presidential Communication Office. Speaking in Bandung, West Java on Saturday, the Presidential Communication Office spokesperson Dede Prayudi responded to criticism that the program compromises funding for other initiatives. He highlighted the differing budget priorities of the previous and current governments. Prayudi noted, while Joko Widodo's administration focused heavily on nationwide infrastructure development, the current government has shifted its emphasis to human resource development. Next, we have Indonesian high-ranking official has urged regional governments to exercise prudence in managing education budgets to improve the quality of the education sector. During a dialogue with around 150 headmasters in Sintang, West Kalimantan, Deputy Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Fajar Riza Ul Haq, emphasized genuine support from regional governments is key to realizing Indonesia's vision of equal access to educational services. We end the news with Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections, Yusril Ihza Mahendra, who stated the government will soon create a law on the mechanisms for the transfer of prisoners. Mahendra explained, recently, Law No. 22 of 2022 concerning corrections mandates that provisions for the transfer of prisoners are regulated by law. Meanwhile, the law on mutual legal assistance cannot be used as a basis for the transfer or exchange of prisoners. The minister noted, no specific law currently regulates the transfer or exchange of prisoners. the recent transfers of foreign national prisoners carried out by the government were at the discretion of President Prabowo Subianto. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This week's spotlight is on Indonesia appreciates ceasefire in Gaza. Indonesia appreciates the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Foreign Minister Sugiono said this agreement is in accordance with what Indonesia has been pushing for so far through various forums. Through social media X Thursday, January 16th, Minister Sugiono said that the next important step is to ensure that the agreement is implemented immediately and comprehensively to prevent more casualties. He explained that Israel's authority in Palestine has claimed tens of thousands of Palestinian lives. According to him, the number is not just a statistic because every number is a human life. He hopes that the ceasefire can be a momentum to encourage peace in Palestine. He also emphasized that this peace can be realized if Palestine is independent and sovereign in accordance with the two-state solution that has been agreed upon by the international community. Furthermore, Indonesia expressed its readiness to contribute to efforts to restore community life in Gaza, whether through humanitarian aid, support for UNRWA role, or Gaza reconstruction efforts. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Mardani Ali Sera, called the ceasefire reached between Israel and Hamas a window of humanity that should be appreciated. He also asked both parties to comply with the ceasefire agreement and to open humanitarian aid to enter Gaza immediately. Member of Commission 1 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Jazuli Juwaini, said that diplomatic efforts should not stop, although a ceasefire had been agreed between Israel and the Palestinian resistance group Hamas. He reminded that Indonesia's stance had been clear from the start to urge Israel to stop all forms of aggression and occupation of the Palestinian region. That was this week's Spotlight.
Oh.
are today in history with January the 19th, 1955. The Scrabble board game goes on sale in the UK. Scrabble is a board game and word game played by two or four people who collect points based on the value of words formed from letter tiles on a checkered game board. Previously, the game of Scrabble had been popular in the United States. Scrabble became even more popular after James Brunot of Newton, Connecticut, bought the manufacturing rights in exchange for a royalty to Bugs for each unit sold to the creator of the game of Scrabble, Alfred Mosher Bugs. Moving on to January the 19th, 1960, the signing of the U.S.-Japan Mutual Security Pact. The Mutual Security Pact between the United States and Japan was first signed in 1951 at the San Francisco Presidio after the signing of the Treaty of San Francisco. The Security Treaty was further amended in January 1960 between the U.S. and Japan in Washington. The treaty stipulated that any attack on Japan or the United States within Japanese-administered territory would be dangerous to the peace and security of their respective countries. Today in history ends with January 19, 1966, Indira Gandhi sworn in as Prime Minister of India. Indira Priyadarshini Gandhi was the Prime Minister of India from January the 19th, 1966 to March the 24th, 1977 and continued on January the 14th, 1980 until her assassination on October the 31st, 1984. As the daughter of India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, and the mother of Rajiv Gandhi, Indira Gandhi was a turbulent and highly controversial woman as a leader of a country's political and party politics. On January the 19th, 1966, she was elected as the Congress Party leader to replace Lal Bahadur Shastri. That was today in history.
Hello listeners, in this week's Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Mr. Anand Mohan Bain in India. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese at 12 to 1 p.m. UTC through frequency 4755 with simple 444444. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for sending audio recording about our Japanese broadcast. It was so clear. I forwarded your email to Japanese section. Please be patient for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song special for you. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Bilang aku tak sama, tak seperti saat pertama. Aku bilang mungkin pikiranmu saja.
Kamu bilang ku tak peduli, tak seperti pertama kali. Aku bilang jangan lagu sendiri.
Oh, kamu berubah.
Dulu ku sekarang gajah. Aku bilang semua manusia berubah.
Tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App channel VOI. In today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on International Sports Championship in North Sumatra, boost tourism growth. The Indonesian Motor Association, initiated by the Ministry of Youth and Sports, has taken a strategic step by signing a cooperation agreement with the World Rally Championship, WRC, which will be held in Toba, North Sumatra. Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo, after signing the WRC cooperation agreement Wednesday in Jakarta, said that the World Level Championship event to be held in the Toba area, North Sumatra, has spurred the growth of the tourism sector in the local area. He stated that this was related to Indonesia's role as the host of the World Championship for development in the area where the activity took place. The WRC Championship is the second largest international racing event after the Formula One car racing event. Previously, in the area around Lake Toba, there were the F1 Powerboat World Championship and Aquabike World Championships, and they had an impact on the development of the tourism sector in the local area. In the future, he said, the World Rally Championship WRC car racing event will also be held in Toba, which is targeted to be held in 2026. the signing of the 2026 WRC Cooperation Agreement involves the Ministry of Youth and Sports through the Sports Fund and Business Management Institution or Indonesian Sport Promoter together with the Indonesian Motor Association and WRC Promoter. In the contents of the cooperation, there are many benefits for Indonesia in addition to increasing tourism and the local economy, namely the involvement of Indonesian racer internships in the participating teams and manufacturing teams to the participation of female racers in the WRC event. That was my Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Abid Hussain Sajid in Pakistan. He was listening to English program to frequency 4755 kHz at 1:30 to 2 p.m. with SIO 444. In his email, he also sent audio recording of our English program. Hello sir, thank you so much for your reception report. I'm so happy because our English program was able to hear clearly in your country. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song for you, so enjoy the song.
Banyak yang ku lewati, banyak yang ku alami. Kenanganmu tersimpan di hati. Waktu harus pergi, waktu harus berlari. Kenanganmu terasa di hati. Saat kau menari dengan tawa, rasa terkesima mulai melebu dalam hati ini. Dan ku telah arungi luar semesta, tapi tak ada yang menolak keninginan padaku.
I gotta leave you now, but your eyes is telling me to stay. Shout out to the moments I'm going through. When I do all I want is you want to look at the view. So that it will be that big blanket on my soul. Put it back to school, I'm not gonna be soon, but I ain't good.
Rasa terkesima mulai merebu dalam hati ini. Dan ku telah arungi luar semesta, tapi tak ada yang menolakkan indah padaku.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is featuring the beauty of Walanda Waterfall in Bandung, West Java. West Bandung has abundant natural tourism potential, and one of them is the Walanda Waterfall located in Gugunturan Citatah Village, Cipatat Sub-District, West Bandung Region C. This waterfall is one of the leading tourist attractions in Cipatat. Walanda Waterfall has its own uniqueness because the water flows from a tunnel that is approximately 162 meters long and 8 to 10 meters high in diameter. The height of the Walanda Waterfall is approximately 20 meters and flows into the Cirawa River, which continues to connect to the Cibeta River. The Walanda Waterfall Tunnel has existed since the Dutch colonial era, built around 1889 to supply water for steam trains at Cipatat Station. The name Walanda is thought to come from the word Belanda, which means Dutch in Bahasa Indonesia, which is related to the construction of the Bandung Cianjur railway line in the past. In addition to having a waterfall that is hundreds of years old, the view of the green rice fields and the Cirawa River is also full of the history of ancient Bandung. Several facilities that have been built, such as the Rainbow Bridge, which is located right in front of the Walanda Waterfall, are also very suitable for photo spots. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the waterfall, you can also rest in the huts that have been provided. According to the manager of Curug Walanda or Walanda Waterfall, this tourist attraction will also build a spot for indigenous West Jawa or Sundanese art performances and traditional Sundanese musical instruments such as the Tarawangsa musical instrument and Beluk performance. Tarawangsa is a stringed instrument that only has 2 to 3 strings. Meanwhile, Sundanese art Beluk is a form of Sundanese vocal art that relies on vocal strength without musical accompaniment. Beluk artists are able to create beautiful and complex melodies using only their voices. The sounds produced are usually high pitch and have distinctive curves. Curug Walanda, Curug means waterfall, can easily be reached by car. From the center of Bandung to the location of Curug Walanda, it takes about 1.5 hours. And if you are from the city of Bandung, you can use the route towards Padalarang and then Citatah. After parking your vehicle, you will have to walk about 20 minutes to the village road that passes the Bandung Cianjur Railway that is no longer operational. From the railway, it only takes 10 minutes to arrive at the location of Curug Walanda. If using a motorbike, visitors can go directly to the parking lot next to the waterfall. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye now.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment, listeners mailbag, I will greet our listeners wherever you are who send New Year's greetings. I'm really sorry because so many people send New Year's greetings and prayer to us, so I cannot mention your name one by one. To all Voice of Indonesia listeners, Happy New Year. Let's hope this New Year can bring health and success to all of us. Well, listener, wherever you are, as information, you can access our broadcast, Voice of Indonesia, through 3325 and 4755 kHz and also 7780 kHz, which was broadcast by WRMI. If you have suggestion or criticism, please send the feedback to voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. Now we have to end our segment, listeners mailbag, but before that, we still have a beautiful song for you. Happy listening.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That was the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni.
Miss Eleni today is about Gajah Mada University or UGMU students Win Main Champion of ASEAN Investment Challenge 2024. Another proud achievement was achieved by an undergraduate student of the Faculty of Economics and Business of Gajah Mada University, UGM, Ali Alexander, at the ASEAN Investment Challenge 2024 event. This management study program student from the 2021 batch won the champion title or main champion in Indonesia in the prestigious competition organized by CGS International Securities in Jakarta. The victory at the national level led him to represent Indonesia in the regional competition which will be held this month. ASEAN Investment Challenge is a leading annual investment competition organized by CGS International. This competition aims to encourage students' understanding of sustainable investment and contribute to building a strong stock market in the future. With the theme, Your Galaxy, Your Way, this year's country-level competition will last for 4 months, from August to November 2024. As the leading investment competition in Southeast Asia, the ASEAN Investment Challenge 2024 is attended by more than 1,000 students from all over Indonesia. The competition is divided into two levels, namely country level and regional level. At the country level stage, participants from each country, including Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand, compete in a series of investment challenges. The main case in this competition is to design an optimal investment strategy to maximize profits amid economic uncertainty. To solve this case, participants are required to build an efficient stock portfolio with a higher return than the composite stock price index, namely by paying attention to diversification, complying with ESG or environmental, social, governance criteria, having a high margin of safety, and seeking opportunities from companies involved in corporate actions, such as acquisitions or mergers. Ali managed to overcome this challenge by implementing a strategy based on index fundamental analysis. Ali managed to build a portfolio with a higher return than the composite stock price index while supporting the ESG sustainability principle. That was Mr. Lenny today.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ini hidupku, bukan hidupmu. Tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan maksakan kedatanganmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan maksakan katakan mimpimu.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata.
이미 잘 알고 누군 사람 시비란 가사 한 야랑인 걸 황루 아쿠 베라니칸 이리 등악 쏴라 하피
Cahaya di sana, kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka, akan berkata apa. Ku masih bisa ubah mimpi jadi.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bisikan jangan aku kau tinggalkan. Tak tahu di mana ada getar terasa. Waktu kau katakan ku butuh dekat denganmu. Seperti biasa aku diam tak bicara, hanya mampu pandangi bibir tipismu yang menari. Seperti biasa aku tak.
Listeners, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, streaming at voinews.id and at RA Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Please give your feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official, voi_official. We are also on TikTok at voi_official. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Well, that's a wrap today's English program from Voice of Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out, and bye for now.
これは Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, こんばんは、リスナー皆さん、今日 私、イーさんが日本語放送を送ります。今日の番組はニュースから始まり、続いて様々なインドネシアの情報、そして音楽を送ります。それでは皆さん、まずはニュースをお聞きください。引き続き周波数 335kHz や 4755kHz やウェブサイト www.foinews.id からボイスオブインドネシアの放送をお聞きください。
リスナーの皆さん、これからニュースをお伝えします。それでは最初のニュースです。インドネシア女子フットサル代表チームはジョクジャカルタのアモンロゴスポーツセンターで開催された2025年 IFC ウォーマンフットサルアシアンカップ予選でインドフットサルチームを6点申し